Orillia Secondary School, OSS, staff and students are putting the final touches on their musical theater production of Mary Poppins. The sixth theater production in the school's brief history allows students to showcase their talents, says drama teacher Amy McMillan. "It's really great for the community," she said. "It's probably the biggest project that we can work on as a school." Music teacher Laura Christie believes that project-based learning is important for high school students. "Everybody is working on this large project at the end," she said. "There is so much learning that happens in all the little pieces that go together to put together a large-scale production like this." Christie says the school had a list of almost 30 shows they considered for this year's production. "Mary Poppins was my top choice this year," she said. "I think it has a really nice message, it's a feel-good story, and it's great for a younger audience as well as adults." Students began rehearsing the show 5 days a week in September. McMillan says it's a big commitment for students and staff. "The show at the end obviously makes it worthwhile," she said. "I think the process is the most rewarding part of it. Watching students go from being too shy to audition to now being ready to perform in front of 400 people is really rewarding." McMillan promises OSS's take on Mary Poppins to be wildly entertaining. "It's a very worthwhile show," she said. "It's a full-length Broadway musical, we have a live pit band accompanying the vocalists on stage, and it's a pretty professional high school production that we've put together," Christie added. Christie and McMillan hope the students involved with the production have gained a new sense of confidence, found a love for arts and performing, and built friendships to last a lifetime. Abby Howard, a grade 10 student, is playing Mary Poppins in the show. She says being a part of the production has been a great experience. "I've met so many people from different grades that I might not have gotten to interact with," she said. "It's been a really great way to meet people and to have fun with others." Howard admits some pressure comes with being the main character. "There is also a lot of support coming from the cast and the crew," she said. "It's really the people in the background that are doing the most important things." Howard says students and staff have been working hard for months to perfect their craft. "It's an amazing show," she said. "It's a great story, a lot of fun, and I think everybody should come see Mary Poppins." David Guller, a grade 11 student who plays Neelius, a statue brought to life, says being a part of the production has been a super positive experience for him. "The cast has been amazing," he said. "Our directors are amazing and things are moving along swimmingly." Guller hopes his role in the musical will bring enjoyment to others. "I really love performing to bring a smile to people's faces," he said. "I'm bubbling with excitement." Guller says Mary Poppins has a really nice story. "Our show adds a lot to the movie," he said. "It's inspiring and tells you that anything can happen." Mary Poppins opens at OSS on April 23 at 6:30 p.m. The next shows take place on April 24 and 25 at 6:30 p.m. The final show takes place on April 27 at 1:30 p.m. Tickets are available by calling the main office at 705-329-4537 and cost $10 for children under 18 and $20 for adults. "The money goes back into our theater program," Christie explained. "It helps upgrade our facilities, lighting, sound system, and putting on a production again next year."